The OD has now put their new format into place, and joining us right now is the editor, Chris Worrell. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic, and I was really nervous about your new reformatting of the paper, but I think it looks fantastic. I really think it's a step in the right direction for sure.
Well, thank you so much. We're very, very pleased.
Now, why don't you go over the changes with everybody that may not be familiar with the story? What have you guys changed in the paper?
Well, if you haven't seen the paper yet this morning, and I hope your listeners have, if they haven't, they should pick it up. You know, there's a lot of changes. The most obvious is that it's on a narrower size newsprint, and the reason for that is because of the press that we moved to in Johnson City, which is on a more narrow width. That is a 5-year-old, state-of-the-art, full-color offset press, as compared to our nearly 60-year-old printing press that we had here in Utica. So that was a big difference, both in quality and in the size of the newspaper. Additionally, the new press is capable of a lot more color. I think you'll see that throughout the paper. It's crisper. It's more clear. You can even the black and white photos are just amazing compared to what we, you know, what we're used to. So that's a big change. One of the more prominent changes is that the local news is now packaged completely in the A section, you know, the front page,
yeah,
and the front section. That will have most of your local news, as well as a roundup that we're calling Your World, which is a roundup of all your state, your national, and your world news in one convenient package.
It is. I'm flipping through it, and it's amazing. I can't tell you how excited I am for this, Chris. It fits on my console nice and neatly. It's not as bulky as the other paper. Now, talk about the press and why the old press and why you made the switch to the new press.
Well, as I said, you know, it's nearly 60 years old, and I mean, there's stories we can laugh about it now of having to use lemon juice and, you know, coat hangers and all kinds of duct tape, I'm not kidding, to hold pieces,
wow,
of this press together as we were trying to. I mean, the magicians, the pressmen who were professional up till the very end and were such awesome people, you know, worked magic on that press to get that thing working every single night. So, but, you know, in the end, it's nearly 60 years old. It's an outdated type of printing press to the point where there's, like, one manufacturer that makes an important piece. It's not even in the United States. If they decided to go out of business, we would have had nowhere to buy parts to replace.
Wow, really?
Really? Yeah, so, I mean, we were completely at the mercy of manufacturers that were going out of business. So this is really keeping us afloat, and it's helping us make sure that we secure ourselves for the future.
Now, what are some of the criticisms you've? I mean, because it's not a secret that the Utica Mohawk Valley area doesn't handle change well right away, and I've experienced it firsthand on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say to the people that say that you're messing with their paper, that they've gotten the same way for, you know, 60 years? What do you say to those people?
Well, they're right. We are changing the newspaper, and that's part of life. That's part of the business. If the criticism, and there's a few different things that you're referring to, if the criticism is about, you know, moving the printing press off-site to, you know, out of the Utica area, yes, we're doing that, and I just explained why. If we had our druthers, sure. If we had $50 million or more, which is about what a new printing press is going for these days,
oof,
we would love to replace it and have it right here and continue printing right here in Utica. That would be ideal. But that's just, it's not realistic, and it's not something that the company is going to do. And most companies, most print-based news organizations are not doing that. They're consolidating because it just makes good business sense. So, you know, that's the one thing I would say is it's certainly not that we wanted to move this. It was a necessity. And as part of that, because we're going to a press that has a smaller page size, that prints on a smaller page, we had to redesign the paper to make it fit on this new page. So it was an opportunity to do some things, to look at what we were doing, to try to meet readers' needs in a different way.
You'll
see that.
Oh, keep going. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say you'll see that in some of the new things that we've offered, and I think those are really exciting. We've got two completely new sections.
Can I just say, I was just going to say this, Chris. I hate to interrupt you. The OD living section.
Yes.
I'm reading it right now. Fantastic.
Oh, good.
I am so happy that we have something like this in our local paper. It's I can't explain to you, Chris, how happy I am that these changes have been made. And I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm kissing your butt here, but it is unbelievable. The quality of the paper. Welcome to the new century, Mohawk Valley, with the Observer Dispatch. It is, if you travel throughout the country, this is the quality that you'll get in the big markets.
Exactly. And we wanted the content to meet that sophisticated printing, to be honest. We wanted it to feel relevant and modern and speak to people's lives, which is why we have, in addition to the living section, which you point out, which is our feature section, we used to only have that on Sundays.
Right.
Now it will be 6 days a week, and then that seventh day will be our Fusion, which is the entertainment tab, coming out tomorrow, which we've renamed 315.
Oh, I love it.
315 comes out tomorrow. It'll still be in a tab format, but it's going to be more about things to do, where to go in the area. So that'll be our seventh features section each week. But in addition, another thing that's really, you know, I've been struck since moving here in December by how community-oriented this Mohawk Valley area is, with so many volunteers and organizations and people with deep roots and the food and, you know, all of this that we know about this area. And we wanted to reflect that. So we have a new section called Community, which is really we call it the Names and Faces section. That's where people can read about their neighbors, who graduated, you know, who had a promotion, all of that. And in addition, you'll find in there our viewpoint section, which is now called Opinions, which we moved to the community section out of the A section. That's where you'll find the letters to the editor and more of that community conversation, as well as obituaries and announcements and things like that. So,
unbelievable. My mind is blown that we have such a great quality in Utica right now. Cassandra, could you get her to do any more work? Cassandra Baber? She's all over the place. I love
she's
this.
She's all over the place.
She's got a great new food column here with Jansen Faye from NOLA's, one of my favorite restaurants. I am just awestruck, Chris. I knew it was going to be good product, but I am awestruck on how much it really has changed, and for the better, that's for sure.
Great. Well, we're thrilled, and as I said, you know, it really feels like it reflects what this community deserves, what they care about, and just the level that we think readers deserve.
Chris Worrell, the editor from the OD, thank you so much, and congratulations. I think you guys have really nailed it with the new format with the paper.
Thanks so much, Mark.
All right. Have a good day. I'm sure you will.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.